Howdy, listeners. You're tuned in to Sounds of the Desert, Los Sonidos del Desierto. I'm your host, Victoria, and today we have a very special guest. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Mia Delgado. Nice to meet you.
And how old are you, Mia?
I'm 25 years old.
And are you from Yuma?
I am. I'm born and raised in Yuma.
Oh, me too. So I guess the big question is, how did you get your start in music?
I got my start probably in elementary school. My dad used to play the tenor saxophone, and I just was super inspired by him and wanted to be him. So I started playing saxophone, and then he got me into a lot of really, really cool music, like rocksteady and soul music. So I just started singing my life away, and eventually he told me that I was good enough, so I started to pursue that as well.
That's actually pretty lovely. I love that for you. So your dad is the driving force for you pursuing music?
I would say so, yeah. I've been very inspired by him all my life, yeah.
And have you ever done music with your father?
I did. So back in high school, my freshman year, he had a band called Maple Street. It was kind of like a rocksteady reggae band that had been around since maybe like the early 2000s. And in high school, I asked if I could play with him, and he let me play with him. We would go to bars, and yeah, it was really fun. It was a lot of fun.
He sounds like a cool dad.
He is. He's a great guy.
And I'm guessing our listeners probably wondered, have you ever had stage fright?
Oh, girl, yes. Even now I get nervous, but at the start I would shake so profusely, and I just couldn't even get like a noise out, or it was rough. Thankfully now I think I'm getting a little bit more comfortable with it, so it gets better.
Do you have any advice for musicians on how to overcome stage fright?
I would say just keep going, like push past that scared feeling, and I guess meditate and focus on the music, and it eventually goes away.
Yeah, focus on what's important, right? Yes. And what instruments do you play?
So I started off with the alto saxophone, and I love playing the alto. And then eventually I wanted to start making my own music, but I didn't know how to play the piano. It was too much for me. And so I started learning the guitar. I'm really not good at guitar, but I love to play and I love to create music. So the acoustic has been pretty nice to me, I guess.
And that's the important part about music, is just having fun, right?
Exactly, yes, exactly.
And are you self-taught by chance?
With the saxophone, no. Again, it goes back to my dad. He taught me a lot. He used to put on records and teach me different things, like how to solo and stuff like that. With guitar, YouTube University. I used a lot of YouTube videos, and yeah, I would not say that I'm good at guitar, but I do love to play. So
I did some digging into you, and I found out that you're part of a band.
Yes, I am.
Could you please tell us about that?
So I'm a part of a group called The Trio. It's just me and two other gentlemen, Jaime Hernandez and Jackson. We are kind of just a little small coffee shop band. We do a lot of different stuff like soul music and folk music, just anything we want to listen to, really. And it's been really fun, kind of slow at the moment, but we used to play at Cafecito on Sundays, and lately we've been doing a lot of, like, events, going to birthday parties and playing if they need live music and stuff like that.
So my next question is, how did you guys meet and form the band?
So we met through our old music teacher, Sam Guerrero. He was kind of our mutual connection. We all knew him. He helped us a lot in music. He's actually a great, he's a big name in this community, in the Bordertown community also. And he got us together. He helped us so much with, like, getting all of our equipment. He bought us a lot of equipment, and it got us kind of moving. And we just became really great friends, and it stemmed off from there.
Aww.
Yeah. I have another band as well, if that's okay if I can.
Yeah, go ahead.
So my other band is called The Steady Souls, and we're a rock steady band. So that's kind of like Jamaican influences, soul influences. It's kind of easy music to listen to, a lot of fun, and something I've listened to since I was little. It's really fun. It's like six or seven of us in the band, horns and yeah, it's a good band. You guys should check it out. I like them a lot.
Oh, I'm so grateful for having you here. And we also need to touch base on the Village Jazz Series. So you're performing tomorrow night, right?
Yes, yeah. On Thursday at the mall, right in front of the movie theaters. This is the first time I'm going to be playing this. I'm so nervous, but I'm grateful they got to let me sit in with them.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. And just to let our listeners know, this Village Jazz Series, it's going to be ending in April 24th. So you're going to be able to catch a bunch of shows till then. And it's from 6 to 8. And another thing is, are you going to be nervous performing in front of all those people?
Every time. But it's going to be fun. I'm excited.
And is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners?
No, I'm very grateful to be here. Thank you guys for having me. This is a cool experience. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Sounds of the Desert.
Thank you.